charm and evil eye. This term defines a psychic condition of impediment and inhibition, and at the same time, a sense of domination, a being operated by a powerful as much as obscure force, which leaves no margin to the autonomy of the person, to the ability to decide and choose. Also, the hostile force that circulates through the air and impends inhibiting or forcing is designated with the term charm. The image of a bond and of the charmed one as bonded is reflected in the term attaccatura, sometimes employed to designate the charm. In particular, the attaccatura of blood is a bond symbolically represented as blood that is not free to flow in the veins. Cephalgia, drowsiness, exhaustion, slack, hypochondria often mark the charm, but the experience of an indomitable and fatal force remains its main trait. The charm involves an agent and a victim, and when the agent is configured in human form, the charm is determined as evil eye, which is the evil influence that proceeds from an envious glare. Therefore, the evil eye is also known as envy, with the various shades that go from the more or less involuntary influence to the deliberately ordered charm, with a defined right which can even lead to death. The experience of domination can lead to the point in which a personality, which contrasts with the norms accepted by the community, invades more or less completely a person's behaviour. The subject will then not simply be a charmed person, but a spirited one, that is, a possessed or obsessed, someone who will have to be exorcised. Ernesto De Martino, Su de Magia, page 11.